Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we'll go straight to the second portion, and this will be speaking about how to manage our time. We spoke about the nights, managing our nights, and as a Muslim, so you'll get many speakers, many people speaking about how to manage time, how to do this. One thing I forgot to say to you in the first segment, we just touched on it and I didn't complete it. Hazrat Mulana A.S. Desai, we asked him how to manage our time. How must we manage our time? He said, he was shocked that I asked the question. He said, you just get involved in doing activities. Activities doesn't mean activities jumping around. And no, from this time to this time, you're doing something. So once you're doing that already, you're occupied. So he asked what you're doing. So he said, I'm working here, I'm doing this. So where's the time to do anything else? You focus on what you have to do. For those who have free time, that's where it becomes a problem. So he answered the question according to my particular situation. But for you who have, maybe there's a listener who's got a lot of ample free time and you don't know what to do with your free time, then for you, you have to see how you can fit things in. But for the man, he's working, he's doing this, he's kept busy the whole day. There's no time to think even. But making things priority, this is the need of the time. So let's listen to this. We carry on with the next 10 minutes, inshallah.
The first thing, like I said, is again, I go to the masjids. And I also do some reading and Quran. For me, one of the best moments of the day to start learning and memorizing Quran a little bit is also in the morning, because your brain is really fresh, you know, there's not a lot of things in your brain going on. So as you already can see, the first thing before we're talking about work, before we're talking about going to the gym, when I'm going to have food, the first things is looking at the prayer times and how can I, even because I'm having a very busy day, I'm having a lot of responsibilities throughout the day, but the first thing I try to prioritize is my deen. You cannot have a bad day if you already have such blessings in your day, you know? Having quality of sleep, you're full of energy, and you end and start your day with Quran, with your deen, with peace in mind. Alhamdulillah, that's amazing. Then the second thing of the day. What you're actually seeing is these five lines, red lines, are the moments of my daily prayers, which means you have five moments, five parts of your day. So the biggest mistake I think that people are making is that throughout the whole day, they are very reactive. So in the morning, they are already answering calls, going to the gym in the morning, then they're going to have some calls in between. They're in the middle, in the afternoon, they're going to do some extra work, and then they're having the family in between, and then they're doing this, and that. Like, it's a complete chaos. Like, for me, the best thing that works is just dividing my day into these five parts. And then the first thing, what I do, is I dive into some work, and not just normal work. I go and dive into deep work. Deep work. And the reason why I'm writing this so big is that it's the biggest and most important part of my day. So after going to the masjid, in the morning, I dive into my deep work. Now, what is deep work? Deep work is a moment of the day where you are working without being distracted. So that means, like, this is my actual computer, actually, as you can see. So when I come home after my prayer, I sit down and I make sure that I don't have any phone with me. My phone is not with me. So when I come home, I sit down behind my desk and I start with deep work. I start with deep work. And deep work means no distraction and full concentrated work on certain tasks. The most important tasks of the day first. Because the actual goal of having a good and productive day is catching as much wins as possible. A win is that I have good sleep. A win is that I go to the masjid. A win is that I read the Quran. A win is that I go to the masjid in the morning again. And the other win, one of the biggest win for me, for my company and for my business, is doing the most important tasks first. And I'll get in a second, later at the end of this video, what kind of list I'm working on. Because I do that at the end of the day. After Maghrib, I try to schedule my whole day. But I'll get into that in a second later on. So what I believe is that if you are an entrepreneur and you don't have any deep focus throughout the day, then you don't have a productive day. You cannot tell me that you have a productive day if you're not deep working, especially when you're starting out in the beginning. This is all that matters. And I'm currently managing three businesses at the same time. And to do that, if without deep work, if you're constantly in meetings, how can you do your to-dos? It's very, very hard. So I strive for at least 4 hours of deep work, at least. So sometimes, like you can see right over here, at 10 a.m., sometimes, right over here, I have some meetings. And I mean, I don't really prefer to have meetings in the morning, but sometimes, unfortunately, it just happens and you have to do that. But if I don't have any meetings, this just continues. I just have the deep work until Dhuhr. So that means the time between Fajr and Dhuhr is completely dedicated to in the morning going to the masjid. But after that, I immediately go into work. And some people say, oh, I'm more productive in the evening or in the night or whatever. But it goes against the whole thing that I said here. If you work in the night or if you work in the evening, your sleep will be less good. And that's the reason why you don't have a productive morning routine. The reason why you are not productive in the morning and why you can't be productive in the morning is because you don't have a good evening routine. That's the whole reason. Don't tell me that you cannot do this in the morning. Everyone can, but you just need to make sure that you build your routine around it. And let me give you another reason, because you don't need to listen to me. You need to listen to our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made a dua. He made a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the people who are being productive in the morning. Because what he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, oh Allah, bless my ummah in the early mornings. So for that reason, I also dedicate some time to the Quran, because those blessings are the best blessings, of course. But also, I try to do my most important things in the morning, because that's the moment when our ummah, we are blessed. Our work is blessed. We have barakah in what we do. And also one other thing for the people that say, oh, I'm productive in the night. When you look into the Islamic sources, it is also not really recommended to do anything between Isha and Fajr. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said as well, the only reason for staying up is if you're doing that for prayer or reading Quran and getting knowledge. Other than that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the day and the night for us to separate the day. So it's not really a smart idea to do things in the night, in the evening. And then after the Fajr and a productive morning, it's time for Dhuhr prayer. And at the time of Dhuhr at 1 p.m. right over here in Dubai, it means that I already had a working day of 7 hours. 7 hours. At Dhuhr time, in the middle of the day, I've already worked 7 hours. And these 7 hours are not comparable with the 8 hours of a 9-to-5 worker. Why? Because I'm having deep work. And most people in 9-to-5 or people working at an office, they're constantly distracted, you know? They're constantly having conversations with other people. They're getting calls, getting phone calls. They need to send messages and things like that. Like people cannot call me in these hours. Sometimes I'm having meetings, but these are pre-scheduled meetings, not meetings that get out of nowhere. Between this, so right over here, I'm having no phone. So this is a phone. I'm having no phones. You cannot contact me in between this time. So that means that these 7 hours can be maybe the same as 14 hours of someone who's working improductive, you know? So in between Fajr and Dhuhr, I did amazing things. I went to the masjid, I had a productive day, I had some meetings if necessary. So then it's time for a break. I worked hard, it's time for a break. And if you want to stay sharp, sometimes it's good to take a break. You have people and entrepreneurs, again, business owners, CEOs, that are working from here to there. And I mean, you can do that, but I think the best and most important thing is invest in your health as well. Invest in your sleep. Invest in time to the masjid, like your mental peace. But also to not work like complete 10 hours in a day. So then the next thing that I do, and that's between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. So that's 2 hours after Dhuhr. I take time for my prayer. And then what I'm doing, sports. I'm taking time for fitness, going to the gym, things like that. Plus, I'm having a brunch. Now you might be thinking, what is a brunch? Because I haven't even talked about food yet. And you're correct. I don't eat. I don't eat after I woke up. I'm not eating somewhere here. I'm just doing something that is called intermittent fasting. And intermittent fasting is something that people here in the West, in the Western world, made a very big thing. But fasting is very important. Islam stimulates it. During Ramadan, we are obligated to do that. We need to do that as Muslims. And even our Prophet ﷺ, on Mondays and Thursdays, he fasted voluntarily, which I try to do once in a while as well. But it's just very important that we don't eat throughout the whole day. I mean, our bodies are not meant to eat breakfast, are eating lunch, snacks in between, dinner, and then snacks in the evening, because your body is constantly processing food. I mean, we have to learn from nature. We have to learn from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if people have existed for millions of years, you know, millions of years. We have evolved, we have learned things. And throughout this whole period, and this tiny part right over here, this is the modern world, you know, where we have fridges, where we can put food in a fridge so that it stays good. Those millions of years before the modern time, we didn't have fridge. We were lucky if we had hunted one chicken or one cow, one beef, you know. So sometimes you even needed to spend days without food. If you look at the life of our Prophet ﷺ,